Question 90. Who is that faithful and wise steward? Luke 12:42. And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Matthew 24:45. Who then is a faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? What is your goal in life? What do you want above all things? It may be a monetary goal, or one of accomplishment, or simply to be known as good. It may be that you desire lofty or noble achievements, such as accomplishments in benevolence or charity. Perhaps your goals are more earthy and immediate, like paying off a debt or buying a house. No matter, our goals, our true goals, will likely be met. There are stories of men and women accomplishing great feats of high achievement simply by setting a goal and making that goal a top priority. We hear of insurmountable odds being overcome, hurdles of seeming impossibility leaped, mountain peaks scaled, rivers crossed, etc. Quite inspiring it is. Jesus told a story that had an end unlike any ending that we've ever heard. He spoke of a time and a place where all the achievements and motives of mankind will be revisited and judged. Do we believe such a story as this? He gave an example of good stewardship. Luke 12:35-40. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights be burning, and ye yourselves like unto men who wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself, and make them sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. He gave an example of bad stewardship, Luke 12:45-48. But and if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and the maidens, and to eat and drink and be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant, which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. It's not difficult to see the difference in the two. One steward waited patiently for the return of his master, which he believed was imminent. The other was convinced the return was distant, any day but today. One steward was prepared, one was not. One did the will of his master, one did not. The key was readiness. Jesus used words like immediately to describe the opening of the door upon arrival, almost as though the servant's hand was upon the latch as the master touched the door knocking, as though the master could not even finish knocking before the door flew open to receive him. It is this state of readiness that should be our ultimate goal. Above all else, our goal to be considered faithful and wise by our Master should hold priority over all goals. Who wishes to be considered unwise? Who could desire the title unfaithful? Who is that faithful and wise steward? It is undoubtedly the one who, when his master comes, shall find him watching. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Jesus gave us insights into the world to come. He told of life there, domestic structures, economics, and governments. He used a particular phrase over and over. So the last shall be first, and the first last. Matthew 19:30, but many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Mark 9:35, if any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all, and servant of all. Mark 10:31, but many that are first shall be last, and the last first. Luke 13:30, and behold, they are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. He spoke of ideas and doctrines held here in this life, affecting rank and recognition in the life to come. Matthew 5:19, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. He spoke of our willingness to stand for him in this world, and how that stand would affect his willingness to stand for us there. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. How sad it would be to accomplish great feats of commerce, or build great edifices, or be recognized by everyone as honorable, and yet be known to God as unwise, or for the King of Kings to be ashamed of you. What sadness would be felt to be known as a faithful father, faithful husband, and a faithful friend, yet known to God as an unfaithful steward. Yes, even the loftiest and most noble goals will not supplant the satisfaction and reward of the most essential and eternal one. To be recognized here as a great man is enjoyable, but to be recognized there, that'll be something else entirely. It would be joy to be seen among the redeemed and be favored and be counted as a friend of Christ, to be honored of him in the new kingdom by his recognition and reward. It would be ecstasy above all else for someone to point toward you and ask a bystander, using the same words of Christ himself, who is that faithful and wise steward?